If you change your mind,
take a chance.
I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown,
well, you did it. Yes, you're here. Might as well do a show. My brother, and me. Episode 14. I never thought we'd make it this far. Never thought we'd get over that 13 hump. But we did.
Almost didn't.
Consider it humped, I guess. That's what I'm saying. This is an advice show, if you're unaware, for the modern era. If you're just now joining us, welcome. You can hop on right now. There's nothing you have to know already. There's no continuity. There's
plenty of room on the bandwagon.
I think, but at this point, if you're just now listening to it, you've missed, like, the getting in on the ground floor. Like, you can't
see. Think
say
so? I think you're still. I think first 25 episodes, you're still, like, in the Founders Club.
Okay.
Because I plan on stopping at episode 638.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still sort of on point there as far as that goes.
Okay. Well, everyone's jackets are in the mail. Your Founders Club's jackets.
Founders Club jackets.
Real nice stuff. Really,
like,
soft
really
material.
Just half polyester, half spider silk.
It's like a polyester spider silk windbreaker.
Blend. It's a blend windbreaker. Blend.
And our faces,
spiders, though, is
our faces are on the elbows, like patches.
Right. Made of spider webs.
Jacket.
I had Travis harvest all the spider eggs.
It was terrifying.
They incubated in his belly and then burst forth and made jackets.
That part was actually pretty nice.
That was nice.
I finally understood what motherhood is like.
Travis had an
anonymous emailer on Gmail.
I just want to say that Travis had to swallow a jacket pattern that we bought at Michael's. That's all.
An anonymous emailer on Gmail asks, I received my first job out of college in March, and I am still employed here. I was curious when it was appropriate to ask for a raise and how to go about doing it. My boss is a really nice guy, but due to my social anxiety and my lack of fully understanding the intricacies of a workplace, and this workplace in particular, I'm afraid to bring it up. What do you suggest?
I say 6 months or the first time you see him boning the FedEx lady.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. That's time to do it.
Most jobs have like an annual or 3 months or 9 month review. So you might want to check and make sure that that doesn't already exist. But otherwise, bring it up after you've done something really great or something really wrong.
Start by joking about it. And then a classic McElroy move. Suddenly the joke becomes serious. They want to know when it happened. It's like you've been joking about it and then wait. Has it been a joke? I don't remember, but I think he's been talking about it for a long time.
Which you can always do the. Oh, go on.
You got to keep in mind is that company, it's worrying about spending its money on things like buying the things that it needs to keep its company running and keeping the power turned on at their big.
Yeah,
you know,
wait
locations.
A minute.
They don't give two shits if they're paying you an extra 50 cents an hour. The only person who cares about that is you. So, you know. Don't feel like you're inconveniencing them.
I realize the best time to ask for a raise is after the economy is not made of toilets. How about that? How about you wait until that is happening? Where your basic threat is if you don't give me a raise, I'm quitting. And like in most companies, oh God, thank Christ, finally fewer staffers.
I'm gonna let you in on a Travis McElroy secret. When I have shitty jobs. And I want to get a raise. What you do is lower your standards. Lower their standards. Just start doing a really average, boring job. Really only commit about 65% every day.
Okay.
And then 1 week, go in and give
92%.
Don't push yourself. Don't wear yourself out or anything. But comparatively, it'll make it seem like, wow, he's
Travis
really
has been getting a lot
around.
Better, hasn't he? Has he been getting a lot better?
And that is the time to start bringing up like raises and promotions. When you really haven't pushed yourself or done anything, you've just lowered their expectations
I thought he got bad for a while, but he seems to be on an upswing.
Also, if your bosses seem unreceptive to the idea of giving you a raise, don't be afraid to dip your snoot in the tiller. Just get down in there. maybe slide a couple.
Maybe you just need a taste.
Just slip a couple Twinskies into that back pocket. Hey, are those your Twinskies? Did you come in with them? I think so.
Just a taste of the snoot. Taste the tiller.
Formspring asks, Mabim Bam, yes? I have been chosen to be a best man in my friend's wedding, and I've been trying very hard to figure out what to say for the toast. Do you have any suggestions? Thanks.
Travis, I'm pretty sure there's like a formula to this. Like, mm-hmm. Open with a joke, tell a story, give a well wish for the future, take a drink.
Or take 80 drinks beforehand, and then it'll be over before you know it.
If you can remember what you said in your toast, it wasn't a good toast.
I have only given one best man toast, and they're divorced now, so what the fuck do I know? Apparently just
you.
That's opposite of whatever I did.
Oh, if you'd given them sage advice.
I know. Here's your toast. Just say, don't get divorced, and if you do, it's not on me.
It's not on me.
And drop the mic.
But drop it, hold it horizontally first, and then drop it. Drum lines.
What? Stuff.
Like you have to do with all microphones.
I don't even know where they make stands anymore. What am I going to do with that? Didn't you mean drop it on the floor? Because that's what I'm doing.
No, just don't say anything that's going to embarrass the newlywed couple. Don't ruin the wedding. There it is.
Don't ruin the wedding. Yeah.
Because they spent so much money. It's not your time. It's their time. So don't ruin it by talking about genitalia or anything.
Hey, my brother and me. I was just wondering, I'm going to be going to college in the fall. Are there any essential college things that I should do in college? Thank you. That's from Google Voice.
Now, let's talk about Google Voice for a second.
Okay.
We have a toll number. Not toll free. There is a toll.
The toll number.
The toll free service costs us money. And come on, we're passing it down to the listener, to the user. So you can call. That number is 203-MABIMBAM1 or 203-626-2261 and leave a message. Now, when you do that, you need to leave your name, which this person did not do. And you also need to enunciate, or don't, because the transcriptions that Google Voice generates are hilarious. And I'd like to take a moment to read some of these, if that's okay with everyone.
Okay, are we going to circle back around on this question or no?
We'll come back to it, but okay. I feel this is such an important new feature to Mabim Bam that I think we need to bring it in.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's advise this person real quick, because I want to be able to advise people who have called into Google Voice via their transcriptions.
Okay, whoever you are, just learn.
Just learn. I swear to God, if you focus on actually learning right in your college years, you will be literally years ahead of your compatriots. And then and also on the flip side of that, if we can be the devil on your shoulder for a minute, just don't learn. Just don't go to classes and stuff. Like, just do the minimum amount you need to graduate.
And if you're lucky, you will get to attend a party that's broken up by the FBI, as I did once, and that party ruled.
Or throw a beach party in your we used to have an annual beach blush party where we would fill my friend Jason's apartment with sand. And his landlord loved that. Did not get that security deposit back.
Or throw a computer beach party.
What's that?
Everyone YouTube computer beach party whenever you're done doing this. I think you should also figure out what you want to do early, because nobody has ever switched majors in college and finished.
Yep. That's commit true. To a life.
Commit to a life now.
Now. Okay, Google Voice.
So, Google Voice, let's read some gems.
Okay.
Hey, it's not to choose from everywhere. 9. Well, you know, I was really knows where you at some of that. The picks up, pick up the phone lines. I wouldn't touch. Anyway, my girlfriend's going away. On. Thank you for about a month. And I'm going to be here alone here, and I don't know what to do. I have friends, but anyway, once I just, thanks, bye.
Great question.
Whoa.
Great question.
I think, is he saying he's got 9 girlfriends, and they're some of them are going away and some of them are still going to be his friends?
I think so, and also his girlfriend is on.
Is on. His girlfriend's
on. It capitalized
on
for okay. some reason.
So his girlfriend's like on point. She is on yeah. like 24/7. Just drama, it sounds like. Sounds like he's got 8 girlfriends that are non-drama girlfriends. And he's got one who's just on 24/7. Drama, drama, drama. And is she the one leaving?
It sounds like it.
For a month? Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up. So she, you're calling her, okay, and she's not answering. And you got 8 girlfriends at home. I think you just need to stop worrying.
Yeah. I feel right? like you're covered.
I feel like you got it with this girlfriend scenario. You're like that girl a couple weeks ago who wanted to meet 11 nice guys every week.
Here's another good one.
Okay.
Hey, to Saturday, Am. I was serious questions for you this time. 1. Do you think that will me, I'm loser, mall, hey, do the, or innocent, and why he had act?
That had to be about the Black Eyed Peas, right? Read over yeah. again. I think it's about the Black Eyed Peas.
I think I hey, heard Will
it's
I
Saturday,
am.
Am.
Yeah, Will I Am.
Question for you this time.
Okay.
1.
Is it 2008? No, it's 3008. What?
Do you think that will me? I'm loser mall. Hey, do the or innocent, and why he had act.
Did you say do the or innocent?
Do the or innocent, yeah.
Okay, all right. So he's getting that's into the dance scene. Yeah, that's the dance. That's the new dance in the South, in college campuses on the South.
And it's I'm pretty sure the Asian guy in the Black Eyed Peas is named Loser Mall.
Is it Loser yeah. Mall? It's Will uh-huh. I Am, Loser Mall,
Fergie.
Justin Timberlake.
Fergie Ferg.
And Fergie.
Hey, did you guys know that Fergie is short for Ferguson?
You're saying this caller is asking about Clarissa Explains It All. Where can they find back episodes that prominently feature
Ferguson from Clarissa Explains It All got a sex change operation downtown. And now he's
not in like his uptown. Piece. Not his uptown. He already had
the location was uptown, S. but
okay.
his pieces
didn't go to the Bronx or Brooklyn, but uptown to the nice sex change.
Sure. That's where all the good sex change operators.
That's right above that.
Everyone knows that, Justin.
That's right above that really good Thai place we went to that one time. The really good sex change place.
So that's Yahoo. Or
don't
that's,
get those
that's,
too confused.
That's our voicemail number. For us.
You got me excited when you said that's Yahoo. I thought you were about to say that Yahoo Serious called our voicemail line.
So that's Yahoo Serious. If you're Yahoo Serious and you're listening to this show, please, sweet Christ, leave a message.
And make another movie.
Make some more movies.
Just slightly less young Einstein. That's the movie I want from you this year.
Middle-aged Einstein.
Slightly middle-aged Einstein in 2010 or bust. That's all.
So, call our voicemail 203-626-2261 or 203-MABIMBAM1 and you know, ask for some wisdom. We'll give it to you.
MBMBAM1. If you can think of an easier way to remember that, let us know.
How about Yahoo, a serious Yahoo question?
Okay.
This one comes from Nina.
Nina.
Who asks, am I pregnant? I had dry hump sex with my boyfriend on Friday, and I was on my period. I am having weird feeling in my stomach, and under my stomach it hurts, and my lower back hurts, or is it that I am thinking that I am pregnant? That why am I feeling like this?
Oh, wow. I think
sounds like a real scare.
Yeah, sounds like a scare. It sounds like the pain you're having in your stomach might be those rocks or child's toys that you ate because you're so stupid. That could be the answer, that you were just picking up small objects that you can fit in your mouth, like a pool cue chalk, iPhones, just anything you can swallow. I
eated some Legos before having dry hump sex with my boyfriend.
With my boyfriend.
She also intercapped boyfriend, which I'm going to start doing from now on.
You can't get pregnant by dry humping your boyfriend on your period, but you can get single pretty quickly.
And I could get grossed out.
I could get pretty yucked.
That pain you're feeling in your stomach might be the devil, you sinner.
Yeah. What up? How about you go to church?
Really trying to get out.
Yeah. Satan.
But this is what happens with the baby. By the way.
Yeah, good luck with your baby, your stupid baby.
When
you know what, probably are like, gets that's the way
sex education classes kicked out of schools, this is the result.
Yeah.
Good going, America.
Yeah, way to go, America.
Look what you've done.
And by the way, this, you know, this girl is definitely pregnant, right? Because this is, that is the world we are in. This girl's definitely, definitely pregnant.
Yeah. So super pregnant.
Yeah, future my Bim Bam listener right there. Hey, I'm leaving my job in 2 years next week, and I'm very, very excited about the move. I know – well, there's your first mistake. I can just stop you right here. I know on my last day during my exit interview, I will be asked why I'm leaving. My issue is, should I tell my horrible bosses that they suck and everyone who works under them hates their lives? Or should I play nice to avoid burning bridges in case I ever need a reference? I really want to tell them what's up for the sake of my friends and coworkers I'm leaving behind. Tristan can't help them. Fact. Tristan can always help them. He's an American hero. But anyway.
He's up in Osama's guts in Afghanistan and Iraq right now. But he actually possesses the ability to teleport. You just have to say his name backwards.
Yeah. It's not a big deal. Or you can just subscribe to his Twitter feed. He's the Trisket. and he'll just ask him there. Just ask him on the Twitter. You are not going to do yourself any good. Let me ask you this. Did anybody do that for you, Laura, in the 2 years you were at that job? Did anybody have an exit interview where they told their bosses not to be such dillweeds? Probably not.
That's one of those things that everybody always fantasizes about. But you're never going to actually do it. You're going to roll into that meeting. They're going to ask why you're leaving. And you're going to say, well, it was just time. And then you'll get out and feel like a coward for not saying anything. But no one ever says anything.
Yeah, who cares? They don't want to hear it. They really don't
matter. It doesn't matter what you say or what you do. There, you don't have to have some grand send-off. All you have to do, just dip that snoot in that tiller.
Wow.
You have no reason not to do it. They're not going to fire you.
Just dip your snoot in.
Get your snoot deep down in there and just take everything that's not stapled.
Do you know how good you'll feel if you give a lying in your exit interview, but you know that your pocket is full of staplers? Just full of like staplers and post-it notes and cash. Just cold cash.
Oh, and throw this out. Why are you leaving? I could never find a stapler.
Can you? Good luck.
And just leave them with that thought, and I guarantee you they will spend the next week trying to find a stapler.
Hey.
Oh, that's great.
Which is correct? This is from Ibaby. Gmail. Which is correct?
Ibaby.
I couldn't care less, or I could care less. I've heard both views, but we need a definitive answer. You know what's ironic about this one? The answer is actually in the question, which is so rare. You said it twice. The answer, of course, is I couldn't care less.
Right. I feel like,
although it depends on what you're saying.
I feel like I couldn't care less is like, fuck it. Who cares? I couldn't care less. But then if you're having a touching moment, you're like, I could care less. That's saying a completely different thing.
Yeah, I don't see.
I care a great deal about what's going on right now. There are levels of caring that are below my current level.
That I don't think you should do either. I don't think you should say either one. I think you need to get invested in your world. Make a positive difference. Team up with us, Russell Simmons. We're going to go down the riverfront and just pick up all the trash. And that is caring.
How about work this into your vernacular? I could care more.
Yeah. I'll confuse people. Flip the script. Okay.
How do you feel about dolphins? I couldn't care more. Got to save them all. How do you feel about the oil spill?
I couldn't care more. I care so much. It hurts.
It hurts sometimes.
Why did you quit your job? Because I care too much. I care too much as Arby's to watch you turn it into the freak show that it has become. It is supposed to be a roast beef and roast beef related product establishment, and you've turned it into something. It's just a tool of
mockery.
Mockery of the Arby name. The Arby family will be hearing about this. Good day, sir. Good day. Okay, guys. So I'm 19 and from Scotland. I've been actively going out drinking and fraternizing in the clubs for about a year and a half now. But I'm coming to America for a few weeks. Months in September, and I'm not going to be allowed to legally drink. Oh, man, what the fuck do I do? I go out like 3 to 4 times a week at the moment, and I can't imagine the horror of not being allowed to drink. What would you guys suggest I do to fill my time or to get into bars? Okay, Simon.
How about you attend Alcoholics Anonymous meetings?
Yeah, get your life in order, dude. You're 19. This should not be that big of a problem for you. But that said, you don't know how it is, man. You're coming to America with a Scottish accent, you've basically got a superpower. Basically.
Ooh, that's true.
Well, if I've been rocking a Scottish accent at 19, woof, I've been drinking on the reg.
You're like a young Craig Fergie.
Yeah, Craig.
Fergie Ferg.
Did you know Ferguson grew up, or got his sex change operation undid, changed his first name to Craig, and hosted a late night talk show?
He's actually he's a lycanthrope. Is that right? He's a lycomorph. Where in the daytime he's
anamorph.
An anamorph. He can change
into an anamorph. In the daytime he is Craig Ferguson, comedy talk show host. Nighttime, Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas.
It seems like poor timing. If I
and between 3 and 4 in the morning, he's a tiger.
I would want to be the late night talk show host at night, I think.
He records them in the daytime, though. Don't you know how TV works?
3 or 4 in the afternoon.
And then at night, he dances around the Black Eyed Peas and pees on himself.
People in the place, if you want to get down. Listen, Simon, seriously, you're not going to have any problems. Just tell somebody, like, with your Scottish accent, say that you want some beer, some American beer, and you're going to get it. It's not going to be a big deal. I promise. You're just going to have to drink at people's houses. You're not going to be able to drink in bars. Although, you know what? You're probably you know you're going to be able to get into the bars, right? You just can't buy the drinks. But if you're over 18, most places you can get in. You just can't drink.
I'm going to throw out a 3-word answer here. Grow a beard.
Oh, wow. A beard.
If he's from Scotland and he's 19, he's already there.
Yeah. Get a beard and a Scottish accent. You'll be collecting Social Security checks. Forget about people think you're 80 years old.
Yeah.
Who's that 100-year-old man that came with Denise? Oh, that's Simon. He's 19. Go buy him a beer.
Not just any old beard, though.
A great big bushy beard. A great big bushy beard.
Hey, Yahoo Answers user Ike Bottom Crawler. Oh, Jesus. Asks, in movies, who is the greatest? Who is the greatest, your favorite protagonist? Who is the greatest, your favorite villain? Who is the greatest, your favorite duo? He provides a few answers. Protagonist, Rocky Balboa, Sylvester Stallone. Ha ha, you want to see an American tough guy? Rocky has done it all. Rocky has done it all. Walk the streets playing with a ball. Own a restaurant and unite the world through boxing. Villain, the Queen. Lucille Laverne, the old witch who fed Snow White the poison apple so that she could be, quote, fairest of them all. Duo, Hans Solo, Harrison Ford, and Chewie. Oh, man.
Well, it Chewie, seems like you already spelled, answered his own question.
Chewie spelled C-H-E-W-Y. That's
it. Yeah. And his buddy Crunchy.
I have got to see this movie.
Listen, these people are icons. You know, they're role models for people. And I get the importance of needing to know who is the best, who is the greatest. I mean, Rocky Balboa has done it all.
Mm-hmm.
Walking the streets, playing with a ball, and he does own a restaurant, and like that's something I aspire to on a daily.
Is this did this person mean to write a freeform rap?
It kind of sounds like it. Only kinda, the best rap ever.
Yeah, it's kind of fresh.
Oh, did you hear that new Bottom Crawler jam? Rocky's done it all. Walk the streets with a ball.
I heard he's working with Will I Am and Ferguson from Clarissa Explains It All. Walking down the hall, playing with a ball. Clarissa Explains It All.
Formspring asks, I can't sleep. What can I do to sleep? I love these questions, man. So simple.
So simple. What do I do to sleep? Pizzazz. Gotta get down on that pizzazz. Special official sponsor of my brother and me. Just get a pizzazz nap. You're going to feel good.
You know, I always used to get tricked into that because I used to have trouble sleeping too. And mom and dad would always, you know, when I was little, say, well, just lay down and close your eyes and it's as good as sleeping. You know, just lay there and rest. And then all of a sudden you're waking up 2 hours later and you're like, oh, I fell asleep. It's when you try to sleep. It's when you're thinking so hard about it. That's why you can't sleep, because you're trying to sleep. You know, just let yourself fall asleep. It's much easier.
Yeah. If you close your
eyes, I'm a superhero.
You like to dream you're a superhero.
I dream I'm a superhero. That one always knocks me out. I don't know why. I just dream I have superpowers, and then boop. I think it's because I want superpowers so bad that I want to really get into that dream.
Okay.
So my body's like, here we go.
Okay, I like that. I like that. I think maybe it's because you're not stressed. Because you're not stressed by anything, because you're thinking about, wow, superpowers, that would be bomb.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you have trouble getting to sleep, then you're not tired. Maybe stay up and do something. Your life's taken away. If you don't want to go to sleep, don't go to sleep. That's what I say.
I'll tell you what, though. A trick, and, you know, jokingly, most people would say, you know, have a couple drinks. But the problem is, when you do that, you don't sleep as well. It's the reason if you get really drunk, you tend to, like, wake up bright and early because you're not really sinking into that deep, restful sleep that you get naturally. So you might fall asleep, but you're not going to get the same rest you would if you just, you know, allowed yourself to fall asleep naturally.
That's true. That's true. The drinking thing is not a good – I just say get up. You know what? Exercise can be good. If you exercise mm-hmm. during the day, sometimes you'll sleep better, I think. I've heard. I have no idea. How could I test that theory? I don't know.
Also, don't have nightmares.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do everything. If you are having a dream and it starts to look like a nightmare, you need to just – you need to inception that shit and switch it back to a good dream.
Flip it.
I haven't seen Inception, but I think it's just Leonardo DiCaprio taking nightmares and turning them into sweet, sweet dreams.
He's like, this place looks like a nightmare. Let's get you out of here. I'm going to flip this script. Look, my fingers are made of
Cameron is there.
My fingers are made of rainbows. You're in a gumdrop candy forest. What are your views, asked Formspring, on the use of recreational drugs?
They're illegal. People who do them should go to jail.
Yeah, have fun in jail, druggo.
How's that? What are my views on robbing liquor stores? That's a crime.
Well, except for salvia. Salvia is legal, right?
Yeah, but don't do that because then you'll think the world's ending for about 15 minutes. It's the worst.
And then you'll wish the world ended.
Yeah. Wow. Use of recreational drugs.
The one time I got high on salvia, I was still high, and my dad called and talked to my wife. And somehow my dad joked that my grandmother could see the future, and I started crying because my nanny could see the future. So I guess what I'm saying is don't do drugs.
Nope. I did salvia, and now I'm a Zen Buddhist. So
there.
Yeah, things happen.
It was an eye-opening experience.
It was.
I actually just got back from the Pitchfork Music Festival, where I was constantly surrounded by people who were enjoying a number of jazz cigarettes. And let me tell you, that's tough, man. It makes people do some crazy things out in the hot sun.
You were just high on music, though, right? In good times?
I was high on music in good times. I'm talking, but like everyone else around me was like, hey, Griffin, try this jazz cigarette. And I was like, no, I don't.
I got to be strong.
That's important to keep in mind. When you smoke the devil grass, it might be fun for you, but everyone around you hates you.
Yeah, everything's like, boring.
Because it turns you into an incomprehensible ninny.
You're not funny. You're boring.
You're boring. Hey, you start doing that laugh thing and
slap the shit out of you. Hey.
Although, it's so much different from watching a drunk guy stumble around. That shit's funny.
Because who knows what he's going to do? I know
he's crazy. He's drunk.
The weed guy's going to ask if I've seen Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Yes, I have. And do I want to watch it again? No, I don't. I'm okay.
But don't do recreational drugs, because soon you're going to be out on the streets like that lady in Los Angeles who was on the crack that came up and coughed into my mouth as I was walking on the sidewalk. Coughed right into my mouth. Crack. She stood in front of me, waited for me to open my mouth, and was,
and then charged him $200 for it.
You can't salvage that day. You know that?
I didn't salvage
that's
that.
That's a big old L.
I've recently – this is from Scotty, who's a lady, asked this on Gmail. I've recently started working for my mother. She is running for public office, and I'm basically her personal assistant and media director, which just means I run her Facebook and Twitter. The problem I'm having is that I try to take the job seriously and try to be professional while my mother does the opposite. She'll poke fun at me and treat me like a 14-year-old while I'm trying to work. How can I try to establish a work relationship without upsetting her? Any advice? That's tough, Scotty, because that's why a lot of people don't work for their folks. Or, I mean,
I've thought for a long time. I've had the opinion that working for family is not a good idea.
Yeah, it's just a weird. I mean, which is probably not very helpful to you. Quit. Give up. I guess you should usually try to ape the spirit of the boss. And like, if she's not being serious about it, then you have no reason to take it super seriously either. I mean, I guess is the best advice I can give you, because that's just going to cause – you're not going to be able to convince her to take it more seriously. It's her campaign.
Also, you run her Facebook and Twitter. You have the reins to her social, you know, face.
Yeah.
So you could take her hostage, basically. You could make her tweet some really embarrassing shit if she you know, plays you like a chump.
Yeah, say, stop playing me like a chump, moms.
Nobody gives anybody respect. You got to earn that shit.
Yeah, on the street.
Yep.
I guess what I'm saying is shiver.
Yeah. Shiver. Challenge her mom to a fight in the exercise yard.
Yeah.
And say, give her old toothbrush in the ribs.
The old sharpened toothbrush to the ribos. So, Scotty, stab your mom. Tucker writes. Tucker writes. We're getting the retail store. And I have to deal with the occasional douchebag customer who thinks it's appropriate to yell and scream at me over policies and practices that aren't mine. Do you have any suggestions on tactics to respond to people like this, and still keep my sense of self-worth? I have a great suggestion for you, Tucker, from Gmail. Go fetal. They start yelling, you go fetal. And it's like, oh, what did I do? They won't know what they did, and you're not going to tell them because you're fetal right now. And then what do they have to do? Now they're concerned about your well-being. They have to call over your boss. They say, look, this person went fetal. What were you doing? I was kind of yelling at him and stuff. Get out of my store. Wake up, Tucker. It's okay. They're gone now. You're feigning acting up again? Yeah, it is. Do you want to take the rest of the day off? Yeah, I think so. Boom, go see Inception. That's your day. Thanks for yelling at me, D-bag. I'll see you in the popcorn line, jerk.
Yeah, that's it. Let's move on.
Yeah, go fetal.
Benjamin asks via Gmail, Dear McElroy Clan, I'm 19 and my girlfriend has just given birth to my first son, Alfie.
What? Congratulations.
My question is, how do I become fatherly? Well, shit. I generally wear a dressing gown and slippers when lazing around and do enjoy a Werther's Originals along with other boiled sweets. Do I need to start smoking a pipe or wearing a tweed jacket? Benjamin.
Benjamin, you jumped right over. You went straight to great-grandfatherly, man. You're in it.
I often tell my kids about the war.
Yeah, I make them put coconut oil on my legs to get rid of my varicose veins. What? You confuse dad. Like, your dad is supposed to be – the only trick to being a dad is to constantly let your child know that you could beat the shit out of them at any given moment. Your old man has to be old man strong, which means that your old man is stronger than you, always.
Sure.
And that's only that includes both like physical strength and mental strength.
Don't hit your kids, folks. That's not what I'm saying.
Make them live in constant fear that you will.
Yeah.
And that it'll hurt so bad because you're so strong.
Right, because you're so strong.
I remember once playing board games with the family, and dad beat Clue in one round. Solved that game piece in one round, and that – to me also is part of old man strength, that idea of my dad is a genius.
I was just thinking about leading a family revolt up to that point, and then dad shut his shit down.
Alpha dog. I guess what we're saying is be the alpha dog. And don't
you could also enjoy the 1 year that you've legally been allowed to vote.
Nice. Oh man.
But congratulations on your child.
Also marry her. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Do that thing.
Put a ring on it.
Put a ring on it. You clearly like it. I recently got a new girlfriend, and this is from Formstring, and I've been trying to introduce my friends to her. A select few, all dudes, seem to be acting as if she has the plague or something. They don't want me coming over to their house with her anymore. What the hell happened? Oh, Jesus. Dude, she's terrible. Did you hear?
Can we consider the possibility that she is legitimately bubonic?
Oh, she got the boobs.
No, I mean, like,
I think might become the new coolest description of a girl ever. Like, bootylicious. Oh, yeah, that girl's bubonic.
She's straight bubonic.
Straight bubonic.
You see the bubons on her?
She's cold bubonic.
I mean, if your girlfriend's wearing the mask of Red Death, you probably – well, first, you shouldn't be dating her, but you definitely shouldn't expose your friends to her.
Yeah, what kind of friend, quote-unquote friend, I guess? Semi-friend? Friend with benefits, that benefit being the plague?
Mm-hmm. Hey, everyone, come be around. Come drink up the humors of my totally sick girlfriend. She gonna make you
this
die.
This is my girlfriend, the outbreak monkey. Enjoy.
Yeah, she's bad. She's bad. Not a good person. They you gotta weigh it against, like, one of two things is happening. Either she is terrible, or she makes you act like a terrible person. Because they like you, right? And they know it's gonna be awkward if they don't like your girlfriend. So one of those two things is happening. It's not anything they're doing, I'm sure. So you really need to, like, examine it. Take a step back.
Also, there's a chance she's stealing stuff.
She might be stealing stuff from their houses. Why would she do that?
So next time she picks up anything, point at her face and yell "thief" as loud as you can.
Thief.
And see how she reacts. That's how you gauge it.
If she drops it and runs, just sprints and throws herself through a plate glass window. You nailed her. You got her. Good one.
Yahoo Answers user Treetops. This is an important question. We rarely deal with matters of health on this show.
That's
so
true.
I think this is a good one. Treetops asks, is there an easier way to lose weight than this? In the description of this question, Treetops has pasted a link to the music video for Rock Lobster.
Is there an easier way of losing weight than doing Rock Lobster?
No.
No.
The answer is clearly no, but I mean, the Atkins diet, maybe, but that's a temporary. That ketosis only lasts for so long. Rock Lobster, that's a deep burn.
Deep burn. You will be reddened after that.
Down,
your muscles.
And it breaks down all the fatty acids, the fatty layers, and they just fall off your body.
I'm a big proponent of people. I feel like people are born into their sexual preference. But I'm pretty sure if you go from being a fat guy to a skinny guy because you work out to Rock Lobster constantly, that will make you gay. I am 100% sure you will be gay after that. That will make you into a gay person. That's the only surefire way to switch it up. I think to switch it back, you just have to see the Expendables. I'm pretty sure.
Well, that can go one of two ways, I think. There's a lot of beefcake in that movie.
Wow.
Holy shit.
It's like a beef bakery in there.
It is like a beef bakery making sweet beef breads.
Oh, delicious.
People often say that I look like Jack Black. Is that a good thing, Form Spring?
Nope. No. That's code. He's the one chubby guy who they let be in movies. So
I would rather get Jack Black than Jonah Hill.
Sure.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But Jack Black sucks now. Name one good thing Jack Black has done in like the past 5 years.
Year one comedy movie. Maybe you didn't
see
it. Wow.
That was the worst thing I've ever seen. I couldn't finish that movie. It was terrible.
I don't know. Have you seen the Año Uno version?
Año Uno?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I've seen that one. It is better in Spanish. You really get the deep, deep subtext. The subtext being you're wasting your life on year one. Ugh, Harold Ramis made me sad. Made my heart tired.
I would rather get Jack Black than Chris Kattan.
But you do get Chris Kattan. Not probably not anymore. Because you look at Chris Kattan. But with the beard, it's probably that's probably been lightened, right?
I got told the other day I look like a grizzled Chris Kattan.
Oh, no!
A Chris Kattan who's been through some shit. Like Chris Kattan has.
Oh, boy.
He's been in some shit. I don't know if he's been through it.
All though. I can think is somewhere Chris Kattan is getting more and more attractive every day.
And more, less grizzled.
Yeah, as I become more grizzled, like a Portrait of Dorian Gray kind of thing.
Oh, Chris, you look... I want to hear Griffin's last question, but first we have some housekeeping. Of course, you can always contact our show. Griffin, tell them all the ways, all the many, many ways.
They're all collected, amalgamated, if you will, on mbmbam.com. But there's a link to our FormSpring page there. You can email us at mbmbam@gmail.com. You can tweet at us using the hashtag MBMBAM or at MBMBAM. You can call us at 203-626-2261 or 203-MABIMBAM1.
You gotta stop using all those numbers, I think. I think it's just getting – nobody's going to remember that.
Okay, 203-MABIMBAM1. Leave a clear message where you enunciate and leave your name, and we'll read them on the show. And that's it. Make sure you download and subscribe to the show. Well, you've already downloaded it, obviously, but subscribe, and if you get a second, if you could leave a rating on iTunes or a review, those really, really help us get up on the ratings, the rankings. You know, we just want to be number one.
Word.
And so here's the exciting thing.
Ooh.
The exciting thing is that you should, if not right this second, then almost certainly by the end of the day, you should be able to go to mbmbam.com, and we're going to have a link there to pre-order t-shirts.
Yay!
We got two t-shirts. Have I already described them?
I feel like
I've described them again.
But two t-shirts. I think they're like $19. You can and double XLs and triple XLs cost like $1 more because it's a fatty tax. Don't worry. you can add that. Better yet, you can get 10% off of the pre-order if you use the special code WALNUT at checkout.
Can we whisper it?
What?
I think it's better if we whisper the secret code.
Whisper the secret code. Don't tell him.
Walnut.
You use that secret code and you'll get 10% off your pre-order. These are I don't know how many more than the pre-orders we're going to make because we have no idea how many people are going to buy these. So if you want one, get in it. And of course, it'll be a little while before we get the shirt to you because we're doing pre-orders right now, right? So buy them, buy for your kids, your family members, your friends, people you don't like so much. Try to make them cooler. And you can pick those up. We'll have a link. Our friends at ninja-bot.com are sort of handling that for us. And you can, if you have any questions beyond what we've said here, you can email store@ninja-bot.com and you can ask them questions that you have. But those pre-orders, the link should be up on the site. On our site, mbmbam.com. Our iPhone app isn't up yet. Apparently, it's got to go through the Apple machine. So we'll let you know when that's.
They have to make sure that it's not just like a button, and you press that button, and then JPEGs and dicks pop up.
They got to do the old dick JPEG test. So that's the exciting stuff that's going on right now. So make sure you, and of course, your source for up to the date information is always in bmbam.com.
Yeah. So check out that web address.
Check out that web address and get Twitter while you're at it. Follow us at mbmbam.com.
And thank you so much for listening. We hit 100,000 downloads last week. 100K.
It's stunning. It's gross. It's
staggering. It's disgusting.
Ugh. I've never felt more important. I've started pushing people. Talking about the little guy, it's great.
You bully.
I'm finally the big shit.
Well, let's not go crazy.
Okay, maybe I should return that Lamborghini.
Our final question of today comes to us from William E., who asks, does anyone remember a Sudafed medicine commercial that aired from 1992 to 1993 that shows a woman and her car? What did you think of it?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother and me. Get your dad. Square out the way.
You will never know me.